Kristen Ozinga, a University of Richmond law professor, specializes in patent law. She urges caution and serious investigation by the AG's office.
I'm just hoping they take the time to do it and only focus on the companies that are truly sending letters that are problematic, which in my studies is a very, very small amount.
She cited her work to understand why a company making semiconductor chips would stop making a product and instead license their work.
They continue to invent, they continue to hold patents, but they're not selling semiconductor chips themselves. They're instead sending letters licensing it to other people who want to use their intellectual property. And these companies are being called trolls.
John Ogle, WCVE News.